Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be on an event that I recently attended, myself and several people from one of the motorcycle clubs I belong to, and some really great individuals, great friends, and associates, and we all had a great time. This was actually my second year attending the event, and the event, like I said, was just off the chain. I mean, they truly outdid themselves. So without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to talk about the Buffalo Soldiers of Luray, Virginia, who had their annual event this past weekend, which was August 16th, 17th, or basically 15th, 16th, and 17th. It was really a two-day event, but of course it started with the meet and greet. The meet and greet was on the 15th, and again, it was they pulled out all the stops. They truly did. It was a open bar. They met you from the time that you got there, from the time that you pulled into the parking lot for the most part. You were greeted. You were asked if you needed anything. You were offered more and more and more. And one of the more unusual things about this event was that this event was actually free. The Buffalo Soldiers of Luray, Virginia, basically, it was a, you needed to register in advance, free event. You know, you had to pay for your hotel and all of that, but the actual event was totally free. So these guys truly did it upright. They got the sponsors in place. They did the other things necessary to make sure that they were able to not only meet and greet their guests with what I would tell you was nothing but purely phenomenal hospitality, but also with a smile. And that was the whole event. Even though it was an open bar, and trust me, there was quite a bit of drinking going on, there was not one problem, not one mishap. Not that you would expect there to be one, but the fact that everyone conducted themselves like a professional. And again, like people really fellowshipping, people truly being brothers and sisters in arms. Now, for those of you that don't know much about the motorcycle world, it's not everything that you see on TV, ladies and gentlemen. There are plenty of clubs throughout the world and throughout the nation that don't have what we would call that violence drama. So for all of you people that don't really know much about motorcycle clubs, and when you see one, you get all panicky and scary, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that a motorcycle brethren or sister wouldn't step to you if you did something wrong, but what I'm saying is that the majority of us that ride motorcycles are professionals. You know, we have, a lot of us have jobs, and, you know, a lot of us aren't retired, and a lot of us have clearances and things along that nature. We're, you know, doing things that would be considered unacceptable, socially unacceptable, morally unacceptable, are definitely not done. And the Buffalo Soldiers Motorcycle Club, or Buffalo Soldiers Motorcycle Club and Troopers Club, is actually one of the largest motorcycle organizations in the world. And I'm always giving a shout out to the gentleman that I believe is the person responsible for making this club the powerhouse that it is and growing it to the size that it is, and that's Mr. T.C. Costley. Mr. T.C. Costley, T.C. as we call him, is definitely a true professional, even though he is no longer with the Buffalo Soldiers, the National Buffalo Soldiers and Troopers organization. He is still someone that should be given all credit and all praise because of the fact that he is truthfully one of the people that grew the club to the size that it is, was able to extend some of his credibility to the club and made the club really a force to be reckoned with as a whole. So as always, thanks and hats off to TC. For those that don't know TC, you should get to know him. He's a great and phenomenal guy. But anyway, the Luray Buffalo Soldiers, as I said, they truly did it up. They made everybody feel extremely welcome. And I'm talking about from as soon as you got into the parking lot to when you walked in and you were greeted by four lovely ladies, one being Pootie. You know, thanks, Pootie, for making us feel at home. And how you say, you know that it's on and popping when you see that Hootie smile. That Pootie smile. Really, really phenomenal people. And, I mean, it was a pleasure, again, to be there. In 2013, they had the first event that I attended, and it was actually really nice. It was a very nice event. And in my comparison, they raised the bar on that. And, ladies and gentlemen, that was actually a show that I did last year because I was so impressed with how they conducted themselves, how they ran the overall event, the timeliness, the professionalness, you know, the way that they took care of every little detail, I thought was phenomenal. This year, of course, like I said, they totally broke the mold, created a whole new bar for people to raise to, and members of the Buffalo Soldiers community and other motorcycle clubs, not that many, but other motorcycle groups also attended the event. They had vendors. They actually had a ride that took you to Luray Caverns. We met at the Shenandoah Harley-Davidson, which is always really interesting. For all of you guys that that don't ride a Harley-Davidson, and a lot of people don't ride Harley-Davidsons. Most of the people ride Hondas, Honda Goldwings, mostly touring bikes. But there are a number of individuals within the Buffalo Soldier Nation that ride Harleys. And one of the things that I think is truly interesting is that every single time that I go to an event, it is always Harley that is one of the number one supporters of the Buffalo Soldiers events. So all I'm saying is that Harley-Davidson of Shenandoah is a really nice place, phenomenal employees, support, all of that stuff. And it was really interesting because when we were inside, there were a few people that were really looking at those Harleys. So Honda, I think you need to, and Victory, I think you need to step it up and start supporting some of these Buffalo Soldiers events because these guys are buying these bikes, and these bikes are not cheap. And getting that getting that those people in there to look at those motorcycles, you might end up losing some people. But again, my hat's off to the entire Luray team and Rock, their president, who is actually Pootie's husband. You know, they did a phenomenal job. They brought in a comedian during the before the dance, as after we had dinner, they brought in a comedian who was actually also really good, Terry Tuff. And Terry Tuff clearly had us all laughing and rolling and having a good time. And after Mr. Terry Tuff did his presentation, who has been on a number of national comedy sets and been on television and all that stuff, after he presented his mystical, magical skills to enable some people to laugh and to get them to have a good time, we started to doing the dancing and all of that. But as I was saying before, the event really started on Friday. Excuse me, for the members of Luray who did a hard job. You know, you could tell that they put a lot of work, a lot of thought, and a lot of effort into this. You know, my hat's off to them. So, you know, I'm going to say that it started on Friday, but in reality, I know that they've probably been working on this all year, helping to create the ambiance that we all got to experience. Many hours of effort and hard work went into everything that they did to make the event the great success that it was. And ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't make 2013 and you didn't make 2014, then you really need to go ahead and make 2015. because I was already told, all right, it was already shared with me that 2013 is going to make, 2015 is going to make 13 and 14 look like it was nothing. It was nothing. And that was by Gunslinger. Gunslinger has already given me his word that the 2015 event that's going to be held by the Luray, Virginia Buffalo Soldiers, which is actually not a large chapter, is going to make the 2013 and 2014 events look like nothing. So they have just begun to get started. They have just begun to start showing us the love and giving us their hospitality, entertainment, and all of the above. You know, there were members there from the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers, from the Jersey Buffalo Soldiers chapters, from West Virginia, from North Carolina Buffalo Soldiers, Alabama Buffalo Soldiers, I mean, Michigan Buffalo Soldiers, Ohio Buffalo Soldiers, and of course, ladies and gentlemen, we saw the great and the all-knowing Miss Mel, who is a young lady that just rides all over the place. You know, I'm always teasing Miss Mel and saying to her, is she going to be the next national president of the Buffalo Soldiers? Because I don't think any Buffalo Soldier is as well known other than the founder, who is Dream, and the former national president, which is, T.C. Cosley. But I'm telling you, it was truly an amazing event. There were some pretty bikes. There were some beautiful people out there. Everybody was having a good time, shaking a leg, you know, doing the things that they needed to do. The ride to the Luray Caverns was definitely off the chain. They even provided a bus for those that did not want to either drive their cars or ride their motorcycles. They provided commercial bus that actually took everyone to Luray, and also they provided a commercial bus that also took everyone that wanted to go to the Harley-Davidson after the ride to the Harley-Davidson dealership in Shenandoah, which was also in a very beautiful and picturesque environment. To be honest, that whole area is just amazing. You know, looking at the mountains, looking at all the nature, and just very scenic. For anyone that's never been to the Shenandoah area, it's a very beautiful, beautiful spot. Me living in the Northern Virginia area, you know, not saying that Virginia isn't a beautiful place, it is, but, you know, it's nothing compared to that Shenandoah area, because I live in the Northern Virginia area by Washington, D.C. But again, it was truly an event that was off the chain, and my hat is off to everybody. Chief was in rare form, got his big smile on as usual. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're actually looking at the show, be it live or you're looking at the show archived, there's probably the most pictures I have ever posted on the Zurian show for one of the shows I posted up there. Just to give you a hint of how many people attended this event. And there's one picture in there we've got where they took the picture outside of the Shenandoah Motorcycle, Harley-Davidson Motorcycle store, shop. And ladies and gentlemen, that still wasn't everybody. Just to give you a little bit of a taste of how many people attended this event and how people came from all over. I even believe there were some people that rode up from Florida that actually attended this event, from Texas, all over the place. I mean, really, the Buffalo Soldiers represented. It was a moment of fellowship. It was a moment of people being able to bond, and it was just a really good get-together, a really good get-together. So, as always, and I forgot to say one person's name, I definitely got to say, and Brother Eric, Brother Batman, as always, I was able to have a phenomenal, we'll call it adult conversation with Batman. And no, ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean that anything that was said was vulgar, but Batman is a businessman and a professional. So a lot of times when we talk, we not only talk about just the minor things that go on, but we also talk about business. And it is always great to have a moment to talk with him and to sit down. Batman, as most of you don't know, is actually out of the New Jersey chapter. or one of the New Jersey chapters. So you have New Jersey, the Northern Chapter, Central Chapter, the Mother Chapter out of the New Jersey area. And again, as I was saying, there were riders that came from New York, New York, which is the New York City chapter, came down. There were people that came out of the Hunts Point chapter that came down, Central Virginia, Northern Virginia, Virginia Mother, Maryland chapters represented down there. It was just really a good time. It really was. So for those of you that don't have motorcycles, you need to get with somebody that can tell you what's going on so that you know, because if you don't know, you need to know. It was really, really a great event. I was kind of hoping that they were going to do some demo riding at the Shenandoah Harley-Davidson this year, but that didn't happen because they actually had a new rider class, I believe, going on down in their riding and training area. But again, it was really great hospitality. Congratulations to Diva from Northern Virginia for winning the Harley-Davidson raffle, which I believe was $500. Congratulations to everyone else that won all of the other stuff. They also had a ton of giveaways. I believe one prize was, the first one was $75. Then there was another prize was $250. Then there was another prize who, if I remember correctly, Ham out of New Jersey chapter won that, and I believe that was $750. So again, congratulations to all the winners. Thank you very much again to Shenandoah Harley-Davidson for all of their contributions and their donations. They donated quite a bit of stuff. Plus, I know that they worked very closely with the members of LeRae, and they were one of, if not the main sponsor there. But it's always interesting for me to see all of the people that every time I go to an event or attend an event, add more bling to their wardrobe, add more bling to their motorcycles. At this particular event, there weren't really, they were mostly clothing vendors and jewelry vendors. There weren't really motorcycle repair vendors or anything like that, so there really wasn't anybody getting lights and things like that on their bikes. But, again, it was just really good to see everybody. It was really good to fellowship, to network. You know, to see my own wife having such a great time was a phenomenal thing. And to, again, see some people that, you know, except for events like this, I don't really see them because they don't live in the Northern Virginia area or the Washington, D.C. area, metro area as a whole. So some people, you know, you get to talk to them through Facebook, through email, through other forms of social media, but you don't really get to talk to them on a regular basis except for an event. I'm really hoping that as the particular clubs evolve, that will occur, that, you know, the members of the different organizations will start looking at it as an overall growth period, you know, where we could also not only, you know, fellowship and party, but also grow our networks, you know, grow our companies, grow our businesses, you know, make it more of an event and of an organization where everyone's growing on many levels, you know, not just the party, but on a social, economical level. Because, again, there's wealth of knowledge amongst the members, be it that those that are retired and those that are still actively in the workforce, and that could be a very strong tool. And one of the gentlemen who I know is highly aware of that is the gentleman I was speaking about before, Mr. T.C. Cosley, who is strongly into the fellowship and also a very great leader, orator, speaker, and just a phenomenal human being. And his organization now, the Black Cavalry Family, is an organization where I know that he's truly working towards those goals in which I mentioned, not just the fellowship, not just having a good time, but also doing, you know, a lot of good deeds for the local communities and the national community as a whole. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen, we are all in this together. We all share that one, what is it, big blue marble. And if we don't take care of ourselves and each other, no one else is. So with that said, again, my hats are off to the LeRae Buffalo Soldiers of Northern Virginia. because you guys really did a bang-up job. To all of the ladies and all of the gentlemen of that organization and others that chipped in, be it the sponsors, be it the vendors, be it, you know, everybody that really worked their tail off. And ladies and gentlemen, when you have an event, as some of you may know, if you have an event and you're active in that event, you're active in making it a success, you will more than likely work your tail off. And again, the LeRae Buffalo Soldiers of Virginia actually worked their butt off, and they had a very, very successful event. So I don't have their website on me, ladies and gentlemen, but if you go online and you put in Buffalo Soldiers, National Buffalo Soldiers Organization, and then you put in LeRae, Virginia, you will find their information, and you will also probably find a link to their site. Take a look at it. Get yourself ready for next year's event, and be there. I hope to see you there, God willing, that all of us can make it. I hope to see each and every one of you there. Pooty, as always, it was a pleasure to see you. It was a pleasure to see that smile and to see that happy face. And everybody else that actually attended the event. You know, there was a bunch of people I was expecting to see that I didn't see this year, but I understand that, as there are a number of Buffalo Soldiers events and other events going on throughout the summer months. As I was saying before, the Buffalo Soldiers is one of the largest motorcycle clubs or organizations in the world. So all up and down the East Coast, all across the country, you know, there's things, East and West Coast and across the country, there's things going on and different events. So sometimes you have to pick and choose. And, you know, it also can get a little expensive, because I know that the, not Hunts Point, I know that the Buffalo Soldiers up in New York are also about to have their annual event. Actually, well, their annual event this coming weekend, which is going to be up at the Academy. So I believe that's actually going to be the weekend of the Memorial Day weekend, which is the 30th of August. So I know that Butterfly and Eagle and Iron Man and Teddy Bear, well, Teddy's out in New Jersey, but I know a lot of them are trying to get ready for that event up there, an old school. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, everybody's got a riding name. They have real names, too, but that's what we call them, by their riding names, you know, all up there. And again, the several of the presidents from just different chapters were up there. Creo, who is the president of Hampton Roads Buffalo Soldiers, and his lovely wife were actually at this event in LeRae, and Creo is also a member of the Frontier, the Buffalo Soldiers Eastern Frontier group or board, and it was good to see him. Always got a smile on his face, always got a positive attitude. It's truly always a pleasure, always a pleasure. So if I missed anybody's names, which I missed a whole bunch of people's names, please forgive me. Renegade, President of Northern Virginia, LL Cool, Vice President of Northern Virginia, Diva, Karen, Northern Virginia, Kimmy and and Gary, Northern Virginia. You know, I just want to say my hat's off to all of you, and it was great. CJ and his significant other, it was great seeing you. And again, ladies and gentlemen, it's everybody wants to be a part of something. We just need to make sure that the things that we're a part of are also a part of us. We also need to make sure that as we take care of ourselves, we also remember that there's others out there that aren't as fortunate as the rest of us or aren't as fortunate as all of us. And we also need to remember that sometimes chances go round. At any time, your situation can change. So every day, each and every one of us needs to wake up and be thankful. And also, we need to be givers. We need to remember that we live in a world where givers gain. And there's a lot of selfish people out there, and there's a lot of negative people out there. So we need to be thankful for those that are on our side, those that are working with us as a team, and those that have our best interest at heart and show it. You know, I was talking to somebody not long ago, and they were talking about the fact that they have great faith. And I said, well, do you have great love? And they were like, well, what are you talking about? I said, well, if you have great love for a person, then we already know that you have great faith in that person. If we already know that you have great love in that person, then we already know that you're going to be performing acts that are going to help that person and help yourself as you grow and as you try to bring them with you. I just like to remind everybody that, you know, again, we live in a world where there's a time when everybody may need a little bit of help. I didn't say that you need to pull them out of every situation, but there's an occasion when all of us find that, you know, we're going to need a little help. And sometimes you have to remember that there's always somebody out there that helped you. You know, as I said many a times, there's people that helped me that I'll never know, never see, and would never even know they existed. But there's things that they did for me before I was born that have helped me to become the person that I am and are going to continue to help me to become the best man that I can be. And remember, just because somebody doesn't do something for you, set it up, they may be able to do something for your children. They may be able to do something for your children's children. So sometimes a payback isn't something that comes directly to you. Sometimes it's something that comes to others that you care about. Sometimes it's putting a person in the position where they can do something for somebody just because, not with any want or need of anything else. So just because the Luray, Virginia, Buffalo Soldiers did what they did, I'm doing what I'm doing because they did a phenomenal job. And again, my hat's off to each and every one of you members of that organization and every other vendor and sponsor that helped them to do the phenomenal job that they did this last weekend. So, as always, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. If you like what you hear and if you think that any of the shows that we share have information that could be useful to other people, we ask you to share the show with other people. We also ask that you follow us in the upper left-hand corner of the show, of The Zurian Show. You can click follow, and anytime that a show is coming or a show is going to come on, you will be notified that that show is going to come on, and it will keep you in the loop of other shows. As most of you may have noticed, our shows are a bit eclectic. However, we're always trying to provide either entertainment or useful information to help you get through the world. And we also try to share positive information. No negative Neds, no negative Nellies. Things that are going to help you to take yourself, hopefully your company, your family, and maybe even your country to the next level in a positive way. So with that said, this is Zurian of The Zurian Show saying thank you for listening as always, because guess what? If you're not listening, all we're doing is talking to ourselves. So this is Zurian of The Zurian Show saying thank you for your time, thank you for your patience, and continue to listen. And we wish you every success. Buffalo Soldiers! Buffalo Soldiers! And it's all good. You guys take care. So to the Buffalo Soldiers, to the Black Cavalry family, and to all of those that ride motorcycles and all of those that love people that ride motorcycles, you have a great and a fantastic day. Take care, be well, and God bless.